You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. It's David Baer here. And, you know, many people don't know, even though it's probably been in the news quite a bit, that the term artificial intelligence is obviously nothing new, but do you know that the term was actually coined back in 1956? There was a conference that took place at Dartmouth College, and a guy named John McCarthy, who was a computer scientist at that time, came up with this term and used it for the first time publicly that's on record at that event. Well, artificial intelligence is something we've been talking a lot about in the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023, the time that we're recording this. And it's the very first time that it's gotten onto a huge number of people's radars. And yet, businesses have been leveraging some form of artificial intelligence for years, certainly in the big corporate environment, the enterprise environment. AI has been the backbone of a lot of systems in big companies. And even us little guys, those of us who have been using tools from companies like Google and Meta and other advertising platforms, we've been leveraging the artificial intelligence tools that they have built behind the scenes in their advertising platforms. Now, I know a little bit about this, but in order for us to dig deeper into this topic, I've invited on Sam Bedford, who is joining me from Scotland at the moment. It's late in the evening for her, early in the morning for me. And she's going to guide us through a little bit of what I've been talking about, how it directly and indirectly affects you as a business owner, as well as the future of the way that we leverage advertising and content development and some of the other places where AI really informs the work that we're doing in our businesses. So Sam, welcome.
Hey David, how you doing today? Good?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So I gave sort of a little history there, and I know that this is a space that you in your agency have been hyper aware of, leveraging the stuff that's been available, as I mentioned, you know, in the advertising platforms. And I wonder if you can sort of expand on some of the concepts that I've introduced there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is, like, to your point, AI has been around for quite a while, you know, specifically machine learning. And we're all very aware of algorithms and, you know, all of that stuff. That's what drives our entire business. Google obviously started introducing smart bidding and performance max campaigns. And there's just a lot that's been going on in the industry. And now all of a sudden we've got, like, you know, ChatGPT, and we've got bot out, and we've got, you know, and that's all creating a lot of buzz. But the reality is it's been there for a while. You know, and I think in many ways it's been trying to sort of slowly get us to swift, you know, and change our ways. Because, you know, like with anybody, change is hard, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, like, you're changing the way you do things. You know, on a Google campaign, you know, not long ago, you just gave 3 headlines and 2 descriptions, and that was it. And you had a nice, simple, you know, multivariate or A-B testing strategy. Great, no problem. Now it's harder. Now it's harder because there are so many signals that we just don't understand because it's behind the scenes. Right. It's all of these AI driven, you know, bidding platforms that we're using in Google, for example. All of it is driven by elements that we don't know. We don't have access to. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's controlled by Google. And it's not just keyword driven. It's intent driven, you know, context driven. Everything is just driven by so many different facets now. And I think that was the hardest thing for me as an advertiser was, shit, I've got to let go. Yeah. Like, you know, at some stage, you've just got to start embracing automation and AI on some levels. But I mean, there's also, you know, you've got to be careful, right? AI doesn't have human qualities, right? It doesn't have a personality, you know? So yeah, there's loads of tools out there that you can use. There's also different, you know, voice prompts that you can put into, you know, GPT, for example. You know, but it's still not human. It's still not, it's not trained so much in sentiment, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it's important to, you know, obviously keep that in mind. But there are elements of, you know, automation and AI that, you know, we really should be embracing, so that we have more time to think more strategically. Because at the end of the day, our customers, you know, the people who are searching online for the products, they want to feel like we are speaking to them. Right?
Yep.
Now, we can't create hundreds of thousands of ads. Not a reality. Google doesn't even know how people search on their site every day, right? Like, it just, it changes all the time. And using AI and using automation enables us to develop a strategy that can at least try and envelop different messages for different people along the different, you know, funnel area that they're in. Because I mean, well, it's not even really a funnel anymore, as I'm sure you're aware. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of backwards and forwards, but I think it's just important to, you know, embrace it at this point. And, you know, all of the practices that we've all known over the years, you know, have to adapt. They have to adapt.
Well, to that end, let's talk about an example or two. And I've been talking to business owners who are far less versed in the sort of the capabilities of artificial intelligence to enhance their business, I often will use a phrase to make the concept accessible that it's going to, you know, these are tools that help us do things better, faster, and cheaper. And it's sort of a general statement, but I've been watching the announcements of these various advertising platforms. For example, you were talking about Google, and Google has made, you know, programmatic ads and the accessibility to getting the right message in front of the right person at kind of the right point in their it's not funnel, but buyer's journey or however journey, we might talk about it these days. And so I wonder if you can just give us sort of a scenario of what it used to look like and what the opportunity now looks like given the enhancement of these platforms. And I guess from what I heard you say, it actually is both simpler because we have fewer inputs and it can do a lot of the guessing and testing for us, but also more complex because we have to figure out, you know, what do we leverage? Which, you know, which things do we spend time investing in? Or do we just let the computer algorithms figure it all out for us? And what is the downside to doing that?
Yeah, I think the big thing as it stands today, in my opinion, is everybody's always tracked things, right? We've always tracked things in Google. We've always tracked things in Meta. Everywhere we're advertising. If you're not tracking, then you shouldn't be in this industry. But everybody should be tracking. And I think in the past, we've been more open to tracking things like, you know, letting Google track a phone call, which is more than a minute long, right? That doesn't mean it's a sale. Some of it could be support phone calls, right? And I think the big thing there is in the past, we would have been okay with that. Okay. We'd be able to say, okay, we generated 20 phone calls and we know that they're only registering those 20 phone calls because they're over 1 minute long. And we just put it at 1 minute because based on the feedback from the client says that if someone's really having a deep conversation with someone, you know, it's usually longer than a minute. So we're like, okay, we'll call it a conversion at a minute. And normally that would be set up, and previously there wasn't much options either, but normally that would just be set up as a primary conversion. And, but the reality is, you know, if you have call tracking, a lot of those, particularly for a number of clients, is just problems with their shipping, or, you know, a support call for the product that they're using, you know, like it's not an actual legitimate, we're going to make revenue from this client. And, you know, and I think what's important today is making sure that if you want to track something like that, you track it rather as a secondary conversion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the only one thing that's generating a conversion for you, like revenue for you, should be the one that you are making the algorithm work towards. Okay. So in the past, normally we'd be, the algorithm would be working towards phone calls, newsletter signups, you know, form fills, you know, all of these great things. And it's not to say that they're not good. I mean, they're all great, right? But the problem is now we're looking at, say, Performance Max, right, on Google. And Performance Max opens you up to everything, like YouTube, Google, you know, like it's all over the place. It's, you know, all display network search all over on the Google platform. And when you're working with something like that, it is so imperative that the information you're feeding into that algorithm is accurate, and it has to be what you want the algorithm to optimize to. So the last thing you want to do is be optimizing to support phone calls. Now, you know, can we still track them? Yes, but it's important to make sure you go in now and select whether those are primary or secondary conversions, because we only want the primary ones for the algorithm to focus on.
So, okay, just to clarify, so Performance Max is kind of the new AI upgrade that they announced probably a month or so ago in the advertising platform. And I say a month or so ago, but this is airing starting in August, so it's a few months back at this point.
Yeah, well, a while back, yeah, Performance Max, yeah.
And I guess I would push back and say that this is the same argument that maybe a lot of professional marketing service providers and agencies would have made in the past. It feels like Google and the other online advertising platforms have made it feel easy to do it yourself. But in fact, there's a complexity and a range of decisions that need to be made that often require a well-informed professional like your team, right? And so yeah, while it's just a new set of decisions that we need to make, they're decisions that most, you know, business owners don't have the time or interest in making, and they just want the results.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. So in Google, there are, you know, your smart campaigns where you can literally go in and just, you know, give Google X, Y, and Z, and they run the campaign. And the challenge with that is that, you know, they'll be looking at all of these different elements, right? They'll be looking at the contact us page as a conversion. Aha, it's not a conversion, right? Yeah. You know, and I think what all of this is doing is it's shifting us from having to do, you know, back in the day, we would be sitting there and we'd be like changing our bids on a daily basis, making sure our bids are on the first page bid and not on the second page. And, you know, like this is not long ago, mm-hmm, where, you know, we would go in. There used to even be a filter on Google, you know, where it was like, you know, you could just click that filter and say, you know, show any keywords that below is first page bid. And, you know, and that was your bidding strategies, you know, not so long ago. And, yep. Those aren't options anymore, right? Like, I mean, it's all changed. And I think the biggest thing that people have maybe done is like they've maybe embraced some of these new smart bidding technologies, but they've not necessarily gone back and looked at, to your point, the entire customer journey and what's important on that journey. So you've got to map that customer journey, the whole journey, to, you know, these different points within the funnel, right? Mm-hmm. Or in the purchase funnel, you know? So did they come through to the website? Great, so that's one thing. Did they put something in the cart and abandon the cart? You know, are they a repeat purchaser? You know, are they just looking for sales, or are they, you know, also looking at everything else on your website? There's so many things to take into account. And I think where we were sitting there in the interface, checking out our bids and A/B testing our ads and things like that, it's moved to a total different complexity, to your point, of you know, well, okay, so our ads are running. We've now got 15 headlines and 4 descriptions. Which of those 15 headlines are working, mm-hmm. right? Which of the 4, you know, what combinations are working? How can I test that out? You know, what sort of pinning strategies can I put? You know, like it's you know, it's not as simple as it was anymore. Putting together, you know, 3 headlines and 2 descriptions was easy.
Yeah.
Putting together 15 and 4 is a challenge. And then also trying to make sure, because everybody's sort of leaving it to Google as well, it shouldn't be left to Google, right? I mean, there's absolutely, just because you're giving them 15 headlines and 4 descriptions doesn't mean you can't do an ad B, mm-hmm. right? Doesn't mean all of a sudden you don't need another ad in your ad group, right? Like, I mean, you should be testing these strategies. Maybe your first, you know, your first set has got different calls to actions, or, you know, it's speaking a different way, you know, or it's maybe speaking to someone in a different part of the funnel, you know, and then you're at least giving Google those options to sort of decide how they want, you know, which ad they want to use to push that to who, you know, where these people are within their journey. And as I said, it's just a lot more complex, and it's a lot more important to go back to basics, in all honesty, and take a look, like, you know, and see what are we tracking, why are we tracking it, how is it being tracked, you know. And I mean, Google's also made a lot of changes without, well, I think everybody knows they've made changes, but whether people have gone in and actually looked, you know, at, you know, you get these automated messages and it's like, oh, your account has been moved to data-driven attribution. You know, has anybody actually gone in and seen how that's impacted the accounts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and analyzed that, and did it help? Didn't it help? You know, what's that look like? I think another thing as well is, you know, relying on GA4, for example, for your conversions versus, you know, actually implementing the tags from Google Ads.
And just clarify what you're talking about for our business owners out there who are not well versed on. So Google Analytics, they've gone through a change recently.
Huge.
That is impacting, you know, everybody who uses that platform. And that's mm-hmm. one way to track things. And then within the ads platform, there's a separate way to track things. And so there's pros and cons to each, I imagine.
Yeah, there is. You know, so basically, the big thing is that GA4, when you're in GA4, which is now the new Google Analytics. So to just do a little bit of a reverse, Google's literally just changed that it's no longer working. Universal Analytics, which was the old version, stopped working at the end of June. So we are now on GA4. So UA, for everyone, was a product that Google purchased. It was called Urchin. That's the U in UA. And anyway, so now it's actually Google Analytics, right? And it is actually GA, like Google's code. And essentially, at the end of the day, one of the things that we're finding is that in GA4, if you're using your conversions that you've set up in Google Analytics and then importing them into your Google Ads system and using those for your algorithmic bids, it's not actually 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of the main reasons being is because of how the two systems work, right? They're different.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they're both Google products, they are different. And there are filters and things that might have been applied to your property on Google Analytics that aren't applied on Google Ads. So if anything, I think more importantly today, you should have your Google Ads conversion tracking set up from Google Ads. And then you can have your conversion tracking set up in Google Analytics, which you should,
mm-hmm.
right? And then compare those two numbers, okay? Because remember, the Google Ads system is optimizing algorithmically to what's in their system. So, you know, so it's important to know if there is a difference between Google Analytics and Google Ads, because we want Google Ads optimizing to the right data.
Right. And to your point, there's a complexity to this, not just in the tracking tool that we're using, but you, as you said a few times, what are we optimizing the ads to, right? What are the metrics that actually matter? And
yep.
you said, you know, go back to the fundamentals, to the basics a few minutes ago. And I think that, you know, these layers of opportunity and complexity might often get in the way of us remembering what the basics are. And I'm just going to add to the complexity for a moment, because you've talked about, you know, getting an ad to somebody opting in, or getting an ad to somebody making a purchase. What we haven't talked about are getting ads which are most likely to get people who are higher possibility for returning purchases, right? That we want more of this type of person, or people who are more likely to refer additional business or be higher value in one way or another to the business, right? So there's this is an endless list of variables that I think we have to go into. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I brought up the point of having professionals who understand the complexity, helping you through it is so critical.
It's a lot. And I mean, this is the problem with this conversation. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, am I going too in the weeds? Because, you know, where Google makes it sound like it's so simple, it really isn't. Mm-hmm. It's become even more complex. And, you know, and I think the other thing as well is just looking at, you know, even uploading or connecting your offline data. So that's another option that you can do. So there's Google Ads, for example, where you can link Google Ads to Salesforce. And now you're in a situation where you can start changing your bidding strategy, you know, to more of a value-based strategy, mm-hmm. right? So the actual value that this is bringing in. So now you're looking at a situation of more, how, you know, did this keyword generate MQLs? Did it generate SQLs? Did it, you know, like, did it win any, you know, win business, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. And it's really important to sort of try and pull in as much offline data as you can. In an ideal scenario, you would want to sync it somehow, right? So like a Salesforce or a HubSpot, you know, that kind of thing, and just sync it so that it's automatic.
Yeah.
That would obviously be the ideal scenario. Worst case scenario, you upload the data in a CSV format, and you can do this in Meta, you can do it in Google, you can do it in Microsoft Ads. So, you know, and LinkedIn. And, you know, I just think it's so important these days, as I say, to really go back and understand that buyer's journey. And instead of spending our time sitting there doing bids and, you know, all of that good stuff, let's spend our time really understanding what's happening with our client's business and being more strategic on what we want to track, right? What's important to track is our primary conversion, so that the algorithm is optimizing to that, making sure that that primary conversion is tracking correctly. You know, the last thing we want is Google saying we've got, you know, 50 conversions and the client CRM system saying we've got 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to be spending our time, you know, understanding all of that aspect. So to your point, like, now we're in a situation where on the front end, you know, things are a little bit smoother, a little bit easier, a little bit quicker, you know, and our day-to-day activities have just shifted to be significantly more strategic, you know, on understanding that, you know, path to conversion, and, you know, and understanding more of like that whole cross-channel influence that's happening. And as I say, just making sure that whatever you are giving to AI, algorithms, machine learning, all of that good stuff is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And also taking into account that just because it's doing all of these things, you know, we still got to question it. You should always be questioning everything, and you should always be testing. But because of all of this, we can test and learn faster.
Yeah. So I think if I've got the core takeaway here is this technology is now a reality and a necessity for us to have to embrace. It's not going away. It's in fact replaced a lot of the standard practices on these ads platforms, and that the approach that you're recommending we take is to actually go back to the foundational, you know, strategic approach to using any tool, figure out how to leverage this technology most effectively, and the fact that we can do it quickly, learn from our mistakes a lot faster, fine tune a lot faster. And as long as we're looking at those core principles, we're at least rowing in the right direction. I need to wrap things up, but before we do, I want to make sure that folks know who you are, what business you run, what businesses you support, and where they can find out more about you. So let's take a couple of minutes to talk about your agency.
Yeah, so we've just turned 9 years old not long ago, so happy birthday to us.
Yay.
And thank you. So I've been in the digital space for about 26 years now, and essentially I started in the advertising industry back in Cape Town, South Africa, in the good old days of gambling and Alta Vista and GoTo and Ask Jeeves. And anyway, aging myself there.
I remember all those well, so I'm right there with you.
And got the opportunity to move over to the United States and help grow an advertising agency out in Denver, Colorado. And about 9 years ago, I realized that I was missing just doing the things that I love doing, which, as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about, going back to basics and doing that grunt work.
Indeed.
And, you know, when you go up the funnel, you end up not being able to do a lot of that. So so I did that. And so 25 years experience, started Pico Digital 9 years ago. And we're based in Denver, Colorado, but I'm in Scotland right now, so I go between the two. And we do a lot of digital advertising for, you know, software companies, SaaS companies, basically B2B. We've done a lot of work in the travel industry, realty, pretty much touched on everything, healthcare. Over the last 9 years, we've done a lot of work. You can actually go to our website, which is choosepico.com. So choosepico.com. And on there, we are a transparent book. You can go in there, you can see our pricing, you can see exactly what our pricing covers. You can go in there, you can see a list of the clients that we've been working on in the past and even currently. So there's a lot of great information on there. Feel free to, take a mosey around there. And I'd love to connect with you. Connect with me on Facebook. I'm easy to find on there. And obviously, we've got all of our social channels as well at the bottom of our website. So feel free to reach out if anyone's got any questions. I'm eagerly here helping people. So it's one of the things I love doing.
Absolutely. We'll have links to choosepico.com on the show notes, as well as I'll make sure to include Sam's LinkedIn profile.
Great.
As well. So
thanks, David.
Sam Bedford, this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate the in the weeds description of where we are and where we're likely to be for a while with Google. And that was just one example of pretty much all of the platforms out there have these additional layers and levels of complexity that that folks need to be aware of. So I really, really appreciate you walking us through all of that.
Absolutely. Don't forget, up next is conversational search. That's going to be fun.
I guess we'll have to have you back for a conversation about conversation. Anyway, folks, this has been More Perfect Marketing. If you know somebody who can benefit from listening to the conversation you just heard, please send them our way. In the meantime, my name is David Baer. We'll see you back here again soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. Now you can put what you've learned here into practice when you join the free listener community at mpmcommunity.com. That's mpmcommunity.com. When you join today, you'll receive David's collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, plus additional business building training. So don't delay. Join us today at mpmcommunity.com. We can't wait to welcome you.